Sport on RTE Radio 1.
All right, let's get this over with. Darren Farrell's here at the Sports News. Morning, Darren.
Gavin, good morning. How are you today?
On the positive side, the atmosphere just before the game, full house. It was like an All-Ireland final outside Croke Park.
Wasn't it just?
And getting to see David Clifford and Michael Murphy over the 2 days was just fabulous.
Different level.
But that was a huge defeat.
Big defeat for me, Gavin. And real shame as well, to be honest with you. But Donegal were just so, so good. And I think if you were off your game at all, Kerry did the same on Saturday, actually, against Tyrone.
Yeah.
Just absolutely
punished. Meath went for 2-pointers in the first half. It didn't work. And you could feel the momentum go out of both the crowd and the game as those wides piled up.
They had that wind as well. And do you know what I think as well? Experience is such a big thing. And Kerry are so used to these big days and really stood to them. Looking at that deficit, though, 20 points in the end. I'm not sure that was a bit harsh, I thought on Meath. 3:26 to 15 points. I think those goals as well in the second half, those three goals really from Oisin Gallan, Kieran Moore, Conor Donald, they really kind of put the cap on the whole thing. So it's Donegal and Kerry, repeat of the 2014 All-Ireland football final. Meath, though, I think can take a lot of positives. We're going to hear from the Donegal camp a little bit later on, but we're going to focus on Meath now because they did beat the likes of Dublin, Kerry and Galway along the way to the last four.
Last teams to do that.
Yeah.
Awfully in 82. Ended better for them.
Yeah, ended much better for them. But let's hear from Robbie Brennan, the Meath manager, trying to take some positives from this brilliant run they've been on. He's been speaking with Damien O'Mara.
It's obviously a real disappointed group inside there, and realistically, the first half, we didn't take our chances. You know, we had too many wides when we had the breeze, and you know, we probably needed to be, whatever, six or seven up there to make sure you can put a bit of pressure on Donegal in the second half, and weren't able to do that. And then they get a run. Like, and that happens with the new rules. You can get a run, a bit of momentum, and you can't stop it, and that's ultimately what happened to you.
But yes, like, and I know it doesn't feel it now, or it won't feel it for a couple of days, but had we talked the week of the first round of the Leinster Championship about a season that would end, when an All-Ireland semi-final would end with the blend of new players and experienced players that you've managed to build up, like, it's such a positive year for me to look back on when the time settles.
Yeah, I think so, and you're absolutely right. That's when it settles, we'll probably look at that. Like, we were favourites to be relegated from Division 2, and you know, we got to the last round of the league with a chance to go up to Division 1, and obviously reached the Leinster final, which is a great experience for us, and then we've got ourselves to an All-Ireland semi-final. So it's looking, the trajectory's looking the way we'd like it to be from a county. I think we've awoken a huge interest in the county again from a supporter base, and that's huge for us too, you know, trying to inspire the next generation.
When the dust settles, what are the key things then the players need to take from this year in order to build and make sure that this isn't a flash in the pan, that this is the start of the green shoots of resurgence for Meath football?
Yeah, that's a big thing for us, and look, we'll all sit down and we'll have a look at it. Obviously the lads go back to the clubs now, we just spoke to them there, but there's a huge onus on them, and performing brilliantly for their clubs and maintaining that standards. We have to look at the fitness levels again and make sure we maintain what we have and push it on another step again. So, like, you know, you don't get an off season, that's the reality. Lads are going to have to keep at it behind the scenes themselves. So a few different things, and obviously that efficiency piece as well we have to look at, but great base to be working from, I think, you know.
Yeah, I think he sums up a lot there. I would have taken it at the start last spring.
Oh, it's good to be back for big days again.
And great to see the crowds behind them as well. More from that match a little bit later on. New York made it 3 in a row in the All-Ireland Junior Finals. 20 points to 2-13 win. Just the point between them and London. Armagh goalkeeper Ethan Rafferty might not have been in Croke Park at the weekend. I'm sure he wishes he was. But he was keeping himself busy down in Cork and writing his name into history books by winning the All-Ireland Road Bowling Final down there. He became the first bowler to win an All-Ireland Intermediate last year and then back it up with a senior title this year. So that is quite a feat. I wonder if Armagh had progressed to the last four, whether he would have been allowed to compete. I'm not so sure. Yannick Sinner claimed the men's Wimbledon title, beating Carlos Alcaraz by 3-1. The world number one came from a set down to win it 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. His fourth Grand Slam title. Rory McIlroy tied for second place at the Scottish Open. Now, the Irishman finished on 13 under par, 2 behind the winner, Chris Gotherup. He had a life-changing win here for him, and he also can start planning for the Open at Portrush this week off the back of winning that competition. Let's hear from him. He's been talking about holding off Rory and what this win means for him. He was fighting back the tears.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, I'm just, it's all hitting me. It's just so cool. I played really well this week, and I knew today was going to be tough, and I hung in there like a champ and finished it off in style. I felt pretty good, shockingly, on the first tee to that. I felt comfortable and I knew I was playing well this week, and I felt like I was ready for the challenge, and that's why I practice and that's why I play, and to play against the best. And it was a pleasure to be out there with him, and obviously all the support that he gets is amazing, but it was nice to kind of ruin that a little bit.
Let's hope Rory's holding off the win for this week, and the form that will get him, take him all the way there close to home turf. Leona Maguire tied seventh at the Evian Championship, the major won by Grace Kim after a playoff. Chelsea beat PSG 3-0 to win the Club World Cup final. And at the Euros, England took second place in Group D, 6-1 win against Wales. France beat Netherlands 5-2 to take top spot. That is all your sport. Back to you, Laura.